Hello, everyone. Welcome into another episode of Kentucky Daily, a daily podcast covering your University of Kentucky Wildcats. I'm Sean Smith, bringing you a bonus episode of Kentucky Daily this weekend. So the Kentucky men's basketball program, they've been going around the state putting together their satellite camps. They've done one in London, Kentucky. I was in Bardstown area a couple of weeks ago. They've been to Covington. They've been to different locations the last couple of weeks. And at each of those stops, UK makes one player or an assistant coach available for interviews. So the first day was Jacob Toppin. I was at that one. I didn't get to make it to some of the others due to my schedule. But then I ended up going up to the father-son camp on Friday night. And then they had the father-daughter camp at Memorial Coliseum Joe Craft Center on Saturday. On Friday, UK made available Kentucky point guard Xavier Wheeler. So I was there for that interview. It's about a 12-minute interview. And I got the idea that since UK's not showing live stream or putting that audio out there, I know you've read some stories either from my outlet or some other outlets around UK Athletics that had some quotes in there from Xavier, but I thought it'd be cool to kind of just bring you the interview. And that's something that Derek and I have decided that we're going to do maybe when we get into the regular season of football and the season with basketball as well. So maybe mix up some sound bites and stuff from post game. Some of those interviews that you read quotes about, but you don't get the full interview, going to pull some of those and maybe run them as audio, just as additional episodes throughout the weekend, just in case you want to hear maybe the three players post game with men's basketball and the multiple post game interviews with football. So I was there Friday night with Xavier Wheeler. It's a 12-minute interview. There was probably seven or eight beat writers there doing the interview. So I'm going to bring you that audio. It's, I think, probably going to be about a 14-15 minute episode, but I hope you enjoy that. Hope it gives you a little bit of insight into what those sessions are like with the UK men's basketball team. Xavier is a really good interview. Talked a lot about his progress this offseason, working on a shot, the way the team is gelling together, getting to know his teammates and what their strengths and how they want the ball and stuff on the floor, which is very beneficial if you can do that as a point guard and is really crucial and critical to the success of this team. But a pretty cool interview. As always, this is powered by Blue Wire Pods. It's also powered by the Butcher's Pub with three locations, one in Palmville, one in Williamsburg, and one in London. You can visit thebutcherspub.com or check out all three of those Facebook pages for more information. But let's go ahead and jump into that interview with Xavier Wheeler.
Well, Xavier, you're going to be the point guard on a team with a bunch of strangers almost. You haven't played with them. How does that play on your mind?
I think the biggest thing is just like hanging around each other outside the court, just getting to know each other, getting to know each other's personality. Coach Cal, we've done already a lot of team bonding activities. We're doing camps together. We're constantly hanging around each other. I think that's the biggest thing. As long as you feel comfortable with the player, you know, you can trust one another and have that love and passion for another, I think things go very smoothly. And we're putting a lot of work in. We're putting a lot of workouts in. We're playing pickup. We're doing the extra things to make sure we have that advantage that necessarily any team last year didn't have that. So, that's been going really well, and I think that's going to help us.
How far along are you in terms of learning your teammates' strengths and weaknesses, where they want the ball?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I learn something new every time we play. A guy shows me something that he didn't previously. a lot of things is super surprising, but it's also to know that, man, these guys are good too. These guys can play at any level, they can play anywhere, and to be here at the University of Kentucky where, that's the best of the best, the lead of the elite, and I'm getting to know it, and it's been a super fun process so far.
Can you give me an example of something that you've learned about a teammate so far?
I can go down a list of every single player, but these guys are a lot bigger than I thought they were, and that's really saying something because I'm used to being around a whole bunch of big guys, but these dudes they're physically gifted. These dudes, they work super hard. They compete. They want to win. We compete in the little things, not even basketball, just in the weight room or just playing pool. Everyone wants to see who's the best. We're competing in 2K. We're competing in this and competing in that. So we're a competitive bunch, but we also, you can tell that we love each other already. We're going to do some special things here, and I know everyone has each other's back.
Can you describe your leadership style, how you go about it?
Yeah, my leadership style, I would describe it as being a servant leader. To me, that's how I am. I always want to put others first and make everyone else's lives easy. Because I know if everyone else is satisfied, everyone else is happy, all those things are kind of going to come back to me. And my biggest thing is instilling confidence into others, empowering guys, making guys feel comfortable, feel happy, and going out there and performing your best, whether it's, you know, in basketball or outside of basketball, being someone you want to hang around when you're down, or even, you know, continue to uplift your spirits when you're getting that confidence. And that's how I would describe my leadership, but also on the flip side, holding guys accountable when I need to.
When we talked to you on that Zoom call a little bit ago, one thing that stuck out to me was you rattled off that list of all of Cal's guard combinations he's had since he's been here. Now that you're in the Kraft Center, walking down the hallway, seeing all the history, is it kind of cool now that you're actually here living that history yourself?
Yeah, I don't think it's hit me yet. Yeah. I think it's just because I haven't been on campus, whether that's, you know, going to class and seeing everyone. But, I mean, it's my first time ever on the UK campus, and it's crazy just to see the tradition. And also just how recent it is. Like, I know some of these guys personally that have been here, and it's been super, super cool. And I'm, you know, look forward to, you know, trying to be a part of that tradition and that history that's been established here.
So. Georgia. I could use one
five
of those.
5-on-5, man.
Give her an assist, right?
Yes, she did.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm glad I finished the play.
Georgia struggled to shoot last year, and I remember you on the teleconference saying that impacts the point guard's play. Mm-hmm. Here, it sounds like you guys are going to be pretty good. You're going to have good shooting. Mm-hmm. How do you think that can enhance your game?
It's going to make my game more exciting. It's going to make our team a lot faster. Guys are going to have to, you know, get to spots and guard us from everywhere, from all over the court. And I think that's going to help me because, you know, me driving, me attacking, they're going to have to honor those guys. So that's more layup opportunities, more floater opportunities, more opportunities to, you know, hit the lob. And also with that, if I pitch it and they drive off the closeout, now I'm, you know, in range to shoot, or I'm ready, or I have my feet set, and I'm working on my shooting. I've done all summer, and I've already seen a lot of progress. So it's gonna benefit me playing with guys who can really space the floor. But it's also going to benefit them because it's hard to deal with a guy like me coming downhill full speed at you. We have to decide whether you're going to stop me or give up a three to a 40%+ three-point shooter.
How is your shooting right now?
It's good.
What sort of percentage would you expect to be?
35+, definitely. I expect that. And if you want to ever come test it out, we can have a little shootout ourselves and see what it's really about. But I definitely expect for me to shoot the ball a lot better than I did last year. I've put in a lot of time, a lot of reps. The confidence has always been there, but, you know, fixing some things mechanically, and I think I'm going to have a really good shooting year.
What do you mean mechanically? Needing fixing?
I'm just having the same set point. I'm releasing the ball from the same spot every time, having consistency. Sometimes I have a tendency to start the ball on my right side, and it's kind of hard. It's kind of hard to have consistency when you're starting from there when I'm left-handed. The ball should be lined up, hip, you know, shoulder, follow through. That's the kind of things I've been focusing on, and I've seen immediate results, and I've been working hard ever since, you know, our last game, which was in Missouri back in March or whatever it was.
You're as a lefty. Do defenses play you to go left a lot, and do you?
Every team has done something different. You know, I've been successful how I've been playing this far. You know, teams have tried to force me right. I still go left. Teams have forced me left, and I've gone left. So I've seen everything. And I think, you know, me being a student of the game and being around basketball minds, I've grown to adapt to every single situation that I've been put into. I watch a lot of film. And, you know, I try to be the smartest guy out there.
How do you think it'll help you that you've played SEC competition?
Mm-hmm.
Several of your teammates have not.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think that can help?
Definitely, you know, like you said, just experience, being in those situations, being a guy who can, you know, calm everything down. As far as, like, you're going to face adversity, that's inevitable. We're playing in the best league in the country. We are Kentucky. We're going to get everyone's best shot. And sometimes at some point on the road, we're not going to make shots. Every game is not everyone shooting 40+, making all free throws, all layups. So it's going to be a time when we got to fight through adversity, and me being there, me being in those situations, being a leader, being a guy who's going to, you know, get everyone together, keep them loose, and constantly empower and instill confidence. I think that's where I'm going to come in. And just to let the guys know, man, it's okay to make mistakes. I mean, it's okay to learn. I mean, that's the game of basketball. There hasn't been a perfect game yet. From the best players of all time, we haven't played. Michael Jordan, LeBron, Kobe, those guys haven't played a perfect game, so we can't expect to. We can try to pursue perfection as close as you can, but at the end of the day, stay happy, stay loose, stay confident, and believe in each other.
So what's your reaction to the camps?
I'm sorry, you said it one time?
The reaction to the camps overall, like Kentucky basketball. You said it hasn't all the way hit you yet, but when you see all the kids and everybody coming out across the...
Yeah, I think the craziest thing is the amount of fans, the amount of kids, amount of, you know, parents who kind of just know my story. Just, you know, I've never had a conversation. I've never done like an interview like this. I'm up close with you guys, and everyone just knowing my name, knowing where I come from, knowing the success I had, and just showing that their love and belief in me and how happy they are that I'm here. And that's been the biggest thing. And also, you can see our impact directly. You know, you can see how us signing an autograph, us taking a picture, us having that close time one-on-one with the camper, and how that affects them and how that affects their, whoever brought them, their parent, their guardian, or their grandparents or aunts. So, I mean, it's been super cool, it's been super surreal, and it's just a blessing.
You talked about, you know, everyone, or Kentucky getting everyone's best shot. You've been on the other side of that. Mm-hmm. From an opponent's standpoint, was it like, you know, going up against Kentucky, seeing Kentucky on that chest, and how will that affect your game this season?
This past year, we beat Kentucky. I just want to put that out there. But obviously, it was a big game. You know, it was at home. It was a must-win game. We had started off slow, in the SEC, and Kentucky started off 3-0, I believe, last year. So we knew that was a must-win game, and I think prior to that, Kentucky had won the last 14 or so meetings between Kentucky and Georgia. So, you know, I wanted to go in. Me being a competitor, me being a winner, I wanted to win that game. I knew I had to perform at least a B plus to a better game for it in order to have a chance to win. And I think that happened, and, you know, at the end of the day, we got the win.
Well, now that you know what that opposing locker room is like, how will that change your game this year now that you are at Kentucky?
I don't think it changes my game at all. I've always had that attack you mentality, no matter if I am the number one or if I am, you know, the guy who's chasing the number one. You know, I'll never be the favorite no matter what it is. And I treat every game like that. I treat every game like it's my last game. I treat every game to win, and I treat every game to prove like why I belong and why I am the best. So I don't think it changes my mentality much, but I think it gives me more of a sense of pride of where I am. You know, I'm representing UK, Big Blue Nation. This is a program that is greatness. It represents a lot. We demand a lot, and I accept that challenge. I look forward to that challenge of being able to, you know, compete, win at a really high level, and make a run at the national championship.
Why do you think you developed that mentality of the underdog?
I wouldn't really say it's underdog, but you know, I grew up. Well, my dad, we had a verse, a Bible verse, in Numbers chapter 13, and it talked about the 12 spies going into the land of Canaan, the promised land, and 10 of those spies was like, man, these guys are too big. The land is too great for us. Like, we don't deserve to be there. But there were two, Joshua and Caleb, who was like, man, forget what they're saying. Like, we can take this land. This is our land, no matter how big they are. Let's just go in there, take what we need, demand, and we can do it. Because this is the land that God has promised us. So if he's promised us this land, why wouldn't we go in there and take it? And that mentality has always been what worked for me. That, you know, that was the roots of my confidence. No matter where you are, no matter what's going on, you got to be that guy knowing who you are, and you can take over any place you are at. And so that's what it is. So it's never been an underdog. It's more of like, I deserve to be here. I know why I should be here. I know why I'm qualified, and I am the best here.
Do you think size has something to do with that? You're not the biggest guard, obviously. And maybe people didn't give you enough credit because of your size.
Yeah.
You know?
I might not be the biggest, but I'm probably one of the strongest and fastest. So I guess 2 out of 3, that's not so bad. So I never really thought, you know, size of... I always thought it as an advantage. I'm the fastest guy on the floor. I'm the lowest to the ground. I have the best center of gravity. I'm the quickest. I can get to balls. I can challenge on defensive end. And offensively, it's hard to contain, you know, smaller guards. No one wants to get down there and guard me. And if you are down there, it's very, very, very little. If you could guard there, sit in the stands for a period of time and beat me to the next spot, I find that very challenging.
Talked about some team bonding activities that y'all been doing. You mentioned pool and things like that. What type of activities have y'all been doing that maybe you didn't get to do last year due to COVID?
I know from my at Georgia, everything was quarantined, and we couldn't really see each other, even in the next hotel room down. Like, you could not get out of your room. They had constant patrol, like in the hallways, like, hey, you can't be out here, you can't talk to anyone. And just being us, just being here, like being with you guys, that's more, you know, human interaction that I've had all last summer, just right now. And so that's the biggest thing. And obviously with my teammates, you know, we're staying in the same place. We're traveling on trains. We're traveling via van to different camps. Like I mentioned earlier, we're downstairs playing the game with each other. I'm watching NBA. I'm with the coaches almost every day. So all that stuff is great stuff to build camaraderie and build chemistry and leading up to next year and, you know, obviously the beginning of summer development.